the Healing Through Love podcast with Charlene Lynch and Rose Davidson. In episode 134 with Zoe Annabelle, discover insights on how to break free from trauma and find emotional freedom.
So every emotion has a sound and a frequency. So I'll incorporate the Tibetan singing bowls. I will also use my voice with light language. So, and that has a beautiful way of transcending the thoughts. It speaks directly to the individual's heart and soul. You don't need to understand it. It goes beyond it, but it gives this feeling, same with the singing bowls, of this relief and feeling something very different without having to mentally try and get there. So it takes the individual into a very different experience, and it may be the first time they ever experience relaxation. And I find, and I often say to them, I may talk a little weird ancient tongue. Are you okay with that? And it's super.
Welcome to another episode of Healing Through Love. Each week, we share ideas, experiences, and resources to increase the awareness of domestic and family violence and to empower survivors to grow and thrive. We talk with experts who share their advice, or with people who have experienced abuse, no matter where they are on their journey. This is all about healing through love. And now, here are your hosts, Charlene Lynch and Rose Davidson.
Hello and welcome to the Healing Through Love podcast, a space where stories of strength, resilience, and transformation unfold. I'm your host, Charlene Lynch, and I'm honored to be your guide on this journey of empowerment and healing. Today, we have a very special episode tailored just for you. Whether you're driving the car, sipping a cup of tea, or taking a moment to yourself, I want you to know that you're in a safe place. Healing Through Love is more than a podcast. It's a community, a beacon of hope, a reminder that you are not alone. In this episode, we have a guest who'll share a story that resonates at the core of our mission, a story that illuminates the power of love, resilience, and unwavering strength that lies within each and every one of us. So settle in, take a deep breath, and let the healing begin. But before we dive into today's inspiring narrative, a quick reminder that if you find value in our episode, consider supporting us by subscribing, sharing, and leaving a review. Your engagement helps us reach the hearts and spread the message of healing at the speed of love. Our very special guest today is Zoe Annabelle. Now, she shares her memoirs in the beautiful book Breaking Free, which we're going to dive in deeply to today. Welcome to the stage. Hello, Zoe Annabelle. How are you?
Very good to be here. Thanks, Charlene. I'm great. It's an honor to be here.
And it's lovely to have a repeating guest. So it's fantastic that you've come back to visit us again. I'm excited to be in your proximity. Now, you're a healer. You're a somatic healer. So how did you end up with this? How did you end up showing up as a person who helps people heal through movement?
So my journey was very much from having an experience, firsthand experience of domestic violence in my 20s. That was on top of other trauma that I had experienced in my teens. But it was that journey of learning about myself and having direct experiences of trauma, finding myself in relationships which were very codependent and feeding off one another, both of us looking for ways to feel loved, in all the wrong places with each other. So it was this journey of having the experience and then witnessing how I noticed that I started having disease in my body and different things coming up later down the track, where I started to realize that the memory of the trauma from the domestic violence and other traumas had got bound in my body tissues, And from having daily pain, the one thing I had to do was then start exploring the body. So I followed the pain, which then unlocked and unveiled the gifts, actually in the last place I wanted to look. But yeah, it's sort of like finding that diamond within.
Wow, that is so powerful. And, you know, out of all of the healing modalities that you could choose, and being a survivor myself, we obviously visited many of them to get to where we are. How is it that you knew that this somatic healing was the answer that you were looking for? Like, how did you know this is the one, this is the thing that made such a dramatic difference for your healing journey, and now that you teach that and teach others the same?
Well, in my healing journey, that wasn't available. I didn't experience somatic healing. I stumbled my way through studying the power of the mind, how to change my mindset through body work, through movement. And it was through my training as a movement coach that I started to notice the patterns and the programs that got bound in the tissues. Then I went through and I studied different modalities, and then I started to learn ways to release. But the most important thing was noticing how my body was, my normal was being in freeze or fight mode. So I was always on that back foot, in that protect mode, looking for a fight. And my body had really gone into a place of numbness. So my habits with substance abuse, alcohol, finding ways to numb out, even a little bit of self-harm as well, because the pain for me was a way of, I could actually feel something and a sensation. So it was fascinating when I looked at the movement, because that was taking me into the pain. So I started to create a different relationship with pain, of shifting, going into it, and then dissolving the numbness, so then the sensations could come up to the surface rather than running and hiding from, actually sitting and being with the sensations and starting to have a different relationship. So I could then shift over time my nervous system from a state of reaction into a space of being able to respond and being able to be conscious and aware. So then being able to be in choice rather than feeling that this balloon in the wind, which is very consuming when people are in it. And when you're in it, anyone listening, tuning in, you don't know that you're in it, and you will deny that you're in it, because you, that to you is your space, your safe space, because you've sort of like found a place that you can make sense of, but there's more beyond that.
Yeah.
So the somatic therapy was something which I then discovered had been developed in the 1970s. And I was like, okay, what is it that I'm doing? And I was like, oh, I'm using this modality and that. I'm taking people into sensations, how to shift, how to rewire. And I was like, it's actually in a, it's somatic, it's in a somatic experience of learning to feel what's underneath the skin. And when you've been in a place of numbness, oh, it's like freedom. But it can feel scary as well, because it's taking you into the unknown of what you've created in your patterns as your known.
I love it. Now, for our audience that maybe are akin to yoga or Pilates, how does, so if we can explain to them somatic, what is somatic movement, and is it akin to any of those, so that we've got some, we're drawing a line between them so they can see.
So the somatic yoga was something that came up again through my own journey of discovering moving a lot slower. I call it messy yoga. So you don't need to have any experience, which is great. It's not like the Western style yoga of what posture you can do. It's more about becoming the explorer, becoming curious of your body, the sensations. And the body holds patterns of tension. So we follow the movement in this very explorative way on the floor, almost like you're rolling around, and then you find yourself in this other posture. You're like, oh, what does that feel like? Oh, I'm just going to experience into that sensation. And what tends to happen, people, is when they, the time, the all the sensations are coming up to the surface, that people go, okay, the posture's done. That's when the posture begins. That's when the medicine comes up. And that's where guiding someone with the power of their breath, and you know, like breath is so important for finding our anchor, so then they can breathe. Because these fear reactivity patterns come up to the surface, and you can feel a little bit immobilized, feel like you want to run. And when you're guided through it, you're like hitting a wall, and then you're not fighting against it, but you're just easing into it. Surrendering into the sensation, and then it releases. So then over time you create these new patterns, and we need the movement because the fluid in the body needs to move in these circular patterns, hence why dancing and the belly dancing is so good. It makes you feel so good because it's moving the fluid, and all your emotions, all the things from your past are swirling around in that fluid. So we need to have that movement, the breath, and this releasing. And I feel that's the most powerful thing, when someone can be guided how to go into the sensations that may come up with fear, and rather than running from it, they get to rise beyond it. And that is like so powerful, because you actually start realizing where your power is.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. So basically we're saying that this somatic healing, this somatic movement, is a way to heighten awareness around what has happened for us or happening for us, and showing us tools by using our own body to shift that level of awareness and ask the curious questions. Well, what is this about? How can I move through this? And holding that space for what could be termed as pain or uncomfort or both, depending on the posture, and moving through it through breath. Is that right, Zoe?
Yes, moving through it or being still. Like in the somatic therapy, I'm moving someone's body. So they get to relax. And when the nervous system, the nervous system isn't going to release if the individual feels unsafe. So this knowing, the nervous system recognizes, it's like nervous systems communicate with one another beyond words. So as soon as someone comes into that space, they start to feel seen and heard. They start to, the protective armor that has served them well gets to start to dissolve. So they get to move, and there may be moments where we pause and there's a sensation, and beneath the sensation, there's an emotion that comes up. And when that emotion comes up, the individual, we get to witness it, and they get to express it through art, through crying, through screaming, through laughing, and then honor whatever that was, the grieving. And what I love about it, you're able to release without going into the story, which it's very like draining if you're constantly reliving and retelling your story. It's like you're reliving the trauma, the traumatic relationship, and it's giving you permission that you don't need to keep going into the story.
Yeah. So you mentioned safety, and obviously as you're going through the process, it increases your level of safety. But how safe do you have to feel to begin the journey of this? So what came first, really, the chicken or the egg? Does the level of awareness come first, or the level of safety come first?
Yeah. It's really interesting. The subconscious, what happens in an individual is, and I can talk about it from my own experience, when in my early 30s, and I was like, oh my gosh, there's this retreat. We're going to be doing all this work. We're going to be learning. I thought it was called Reiki. It's called Reiki. We were going to go and do this thing called Pilates. And I was like, oh yeah, that looks cool. Pilates and yoga. And yoga, I was like, no, I'm not doing yoga. Like, that's too slow. That's too intense. I like the fast paced. And so I went along and I booked in, and I was like, I'm all excited about. Now the day came for me to go there, and my subconscious went into fight, and my boyfriend at the time had to drive me there, and I was popping antidepressants like M&Ms. I was literally hitting my head again. It was pretty like intense, like I'm hitting my head. I felt so numb and I felt so scared, because my nervous system, my subconscious knew that it was going to get to be seen. And it was so much easier for me to stay in fight mode and warrior and strong rather than, and I was scared. I was going into this circle. And when I got there, I looked at everyone and I was like, oh my gosh, everyone looks so spiritual. They've all got their shit together. And basically my first words when we had to introduce ourselves was, I'm not good enough and I'm not meant to be here. And I was shaking. I couldn't even see my name. And they took me under their wing. And that started the journey. So feel into the fear when you make that choice and decision. Have your support team. Because when it comes to the day, every excuse, and I hear it with so many clients now, they book in for their somatic therapy. And then they're like, I had everything coming up, every excuse, every avoidance. I kept putting it off, and they'll sometimes come in like 10 minutes late and they're like, I wasn't going to come today. I was going to cancel. So it's real, because it's like there's going to be a new pattern, and it's easier to hold on to that pattern and the story, because change for most people can be like scary. And they're like, well, who am I? Who am I without my story?
Oh, so, it's true. It creates our identity. Now, I'm curious, what with this somatic healing, how much is like not just sound therapy, but also just music in general? Because as a belly dancer, clearly it's all about the music. But in somatic healing, how closely is that connected to the music or sound?
Very closely. I mean, like everything started from sound. So every emotion has a sound and a frequency. So I'll incorporate the Tibetan singing bowls. I will also use my voice with light language. So, and that has a beautiful way of transcending the thoughts. It speaks directly to the individual's heart and soul. You don't need to understand it. It goes beyond it, but it gives this feeling, same with the singing bowls, of this relief and feeling something very different without having to mentally try and get there. So it takes the individual into a very different experience, and it may be the first time they ever experience relaxation. And I find, and I, you know, often say to them, I may talk a little weird ancient tongue. Are you okay with that? And it's soothing for them. And they're like, wow, I feel like, felt like home. So I just trust it. So the power of sound and music, I have different music playing. It's very much how someone's nervous system is. You know, sometimes the beating of the drum could be too intense for them. So I'll use some angelic hertz music, which is very soothing and not too loud, because this nervous system, for a lot of people, I can feel it in their body. So they'll come in the first week and their limbs will be like this and they'll hardly move. This is their legs, right? And then over a few weeks, they're starting to move, and their face and their eyes is totally different after a session.
Oh, I
and
love
that to me, bring, you know, that's the greatest joy, is to see that light, that inner light come on in an individual and then feel it. And the whole, you do body language, the whole body language is different. So they've come in from this whole hunched down, small, keeping myself small so I don't get seen or make a noise, almost like the scared little rabbit, into then sort of like feeling more embodied in their skin. And that is, it's beautiful to witness. It's like watching a flower start to open, you know?
I love it. I love it. Now, everything that you've done has brought you to this space where you have got now breaking free. And obviously, you've got a retreat coming up as well. But can we dive into talking about Breaking Free, the book, and how you got there, and what can a reader expect?
What was the last bit?
What can a reader expect?
I'll start with the end question. The reader will there will be something in this book that will relate to every reader, be it sexual trauma, physical, psychological, mental. It's a memoir with a how-to. I've been told it's very much like the hero's journey, and we're each our own hero of your own journey. So reminding anyone that's tuning in that you're the greatest hero of your journey. And it shows, and by sharing my story, a lot is in poetry, to connect to a part that goes beyond the mind again, so the individual can feel it in their heart and soul. So it's a how to learn, remember how to put yourself first, how to put on your oxygen mask, how to say no, how to set boundaries, how to start falling in love with you. And that is still I have little bits come up and I have to remind myself, be gentle, be loving, and don't be so hard as the inner critic on self. It goes into the different I found in myself, the many masks of the victim, and they all play a role for a divine reason. Yeah, they're there for a divine reason. But it's when we start continuing those same patterns and programs throughout our life, and I started to recognize how the games of survival, manipulation, because I was wanting my needs met, how they played out, and then how you can start to have that awareness of that so you can start to break free. Therapy, psychologists, psychiatrists, they play a role. They're great for a point in time personally, but by keeping going over that same pattern, I was never breaking free. And we all have unique journeys. So I wanted to give people the tools so they can remember who they are, because I firmly believe that I was the rough cut diamond. And I know many people will relate to that. And as a diamond, there's many facets to polish, to clean. And in that, there's a beautiful imperfection with that as well, about remembering to be unapologetic of who you are, because your trauma and what you've experienced has been divinely orchestrated on a far greater level beyond your imagination to take you through these experiences as you awaken fully into the empowered woman that you are. Yeah.
I love it. Now, where do we get hold of the book? Is it just the link that we're going to share in the show notes and in the show description?
There's the links in the description, or you can also get it on Kindle. You can get on Amazon as well. I would ask, if you do get it on Amazon, please leave a review there. But yeah, you can get it. Whatever option feels right for you, there's different options. Obviously, it's nice to know who's bought the book. Those that do get it directly, I write a little personal note in there for you on your own journey.
I love it. Now, can you hold it up so the audience can see?
My mum didn't really get me or understand me. So anyone that, has gone through this journey, you can't really see the back, but, and she's gone through it. She's read it six times, Charlene. And each time she's gone through in her whole own healing journey of light shifting. And she's did that in her 80s. And she's gone through, it's like a personal development book. So she's shifted. It's deepened our relationship. It's actually healed ancestral trauma by her remembering aspects of herself that she'd forgotten. So, it's sometimes our message is then not through our words. It's by following the burning desire that I needed to get this out, not for me, for others. And once it's out, it's out. And it to be a guiding tool for others on their own journey.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. What a powerful book. Breaking Free, I highly recommend you read the book. And better still, grab it straight off the link that we're going to be sharing in the show description and the show notes, because then you'll get a personal note from the author. I love it. I love it. Now, before we close today, what would What would be your final words of wisdom to our audience today?
Take a good look in the mirror and have deep reverence and gratitude for who you are, for even your shadows, all of your aspects, whatever you think you see, for all of that, all playing this beautiful role in your journey. And do something nourishing for yourself each and every day, something that fills your cup of love. Could be running a nice warm bath for yourself, having a nice cup of tea, immersing in a book, you know, but with yourself. Really start putting yourself first each and every day, because you're worth it. And sometimes you can often be telling others about them and filling them up, and it's time to starting with you and learning, leaning into loving yourself even more than you did yesterday, and keep doing that, because it's a beautiful journey unfolding.
I love that. Zoe, that is a perfect segue to talk about our Pamper Days Healing Through Love. If you're listening today and you are a survivor of family and or domestic violence, reach out to Healing Through Love, because we're holding Pamper Days all over Australia. And what does that look like? It looks like 20, 25 therapists, and they can be hairdressers, they can be makeup artists, they can be Bowen therapists, they can be somatic healers, they can be sound therapists. The list is huge. And come along and experience for free a day where it's about you and it's about self-care. It's about connecting with yourself, where all of our therapists hold the frequency for you for that day in your movement forward in healing. And if you're listening today and you are a practitioner, we would love to connect with you as well. We've got event organizers all around the world. As of 2023, Healing Through Love went global. So we've now got these all over the world. Reach out to us if you're a practitioner. We would love to have you here on the podcast, but also have you donate just one day to pay it forward and make a difference for people who are in need. So reach out to us on Healing Through Love. We'd love to connect with you today. It's been a beautiful conversation. We could chat till breakfast, I think.
I know. Thank you. I'll bring the strawberries.
I'll bring strawberries. I love it. It's about you. It's about self-care. And it's about understanding that you have the capacity to break through. This book will help you break free by breaking through, and it makes all of the difference. So reach out, follow the link, and you will be doing yourself a favor by getting the book. It's a goodbye from me and a goodbye from Zoe and Belle.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Healing Through Love. You can get further resources, see the show notes, or simply reach out to us via our website at htlaustralia.org. Thanks so much for joining us, and we look forward to your company next time on the Healing Through Love podcast.